We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Daily Crow. I'm Chris Phillips of the Spurs Up Show coming to you live. What a day on Gamecocks Twitter. We're going to talk about it. Obviously, the conversation about Frank Martin, the future of the basketball program. This is going to be a pretty open forum, open discussion type of broadcast, the Daily Crow. You guys want to chime in, ask your questions, give your opinions. Would love to have kind of an open forum. I know, obviously, everyone's probably exhausted about talking about this, as am I. I'm ready to do this video, talk about it, give my thoughts, and sort of just put it behind us because it's going to kind of be what it is what it is at this point. But excited to talk about it nonetheless, obviously. Gamecocks basketball program, head coach Frank Martin, the direction, sort of the future of the program. Before we get into everything, this is a broadcast presented to you by our friends over at SeatGeek. SeatGeek, the best ticket buying app by far if you're going to any games during March Madness, NBA, NHL, AAF, college baseball. We've got the South Carolina Furman game on right now, watching that over in the corner here. If you're going to any games, be sure to go use our friends over at SeatGeek. Concerts, comedy club events, literally anything you need tickets to, go use our friends over at SeatGeek. It's the best ticket buying app by far. The only place that I buy my tickets, if you go use the promo code right now, Spurs Up, you're actually going to get $10 off of your first purchase. So if you're going into these events, why not save some money in the meantime? Again, they actually have a ticket rating system, which it tells you if you're getting a really, really good deal or if you're getting kind of ripped off. So definitely, again, the only ticket buying app I use, go download SeatGeek. Use that promo code SPURSUP. Save yourself $10 off in the process while you're going to all your favorite events. And we appreciate SeatGeek, obviously, for sponsoring the Spurs Up show. So, like I said, going to jump right into it. Obviously, ton of discussion today. What was really a shit show today on Twitter and Gamecocks Twitter land, everybody going back and forth. It's funny. I don't really know how the conversation even started because, obviously, everybody was pretty upset and bummed out after Sunday. South Carolina getting left out of the NIT. I simply posed the question on Sunday. I don't think we started it. I don't know if we did, but I simply posed the question on Sunday. You know, is next season for South Carolina, for Frank Martin, a make or break type year in regards to the tournament? As TJ Hopkins, it looks like just hit a two-run bomb. He did. Gamecocks up 7-1. There we go. But anyway, so is next season a make or break tournament or bust type season for Frank Martin? You know, that's where the conversation truly started. It has now evolved into people not appreciating Frank Martin, South Carolina, you know, couldn't do any better than Frank Martin if he decides to leave. There's been rumors even talking about that Frank Martin is considering leaving. I don't know how credible those sources are, but I'll just start with kind of where I wanted to start, which is the expectations for next season. You know, I know that I think fans got spoiled, obviously. Some fans maybe got spoiled from the Final Four run a couple years ago, 2 years ago to be exact, from today. I think South Carolina is a basketball program. Listen, you take each season by season, but you also take the entire body of work. And to me, I'll say this first. If Frank Martin decided to leave, if South Carolina decided to cut ties, whether it be this year, next year, the next year, to say that South Carolina couldn't get a competent head coach that, let's just face it, to go 500 basically every single year except 1 or 2 years out of a 7-year tenure is kind of foolish. And it feels like a slap in the face to the athletic department, in my opinion. I just – why you feel like South Carolina – listen, I love Frank Martin. I think he's a really, really good coach. I talked about this earlier on social media. He's a guy that I had my questions, my doubts about him. You know, I said after the loss to Wyoming that I was sort of on the fence and sort of indifferent. You know, anybody that knows me knows I'm not some crazy diehard basketball guy. I mean, baseball is where it lies for me. And then obviously football. Everybody's diehard about football. But you know, I really do like South Carolina basketball, and I think that's almost the feeling of the program, which I know Frank Martin doesn't like, is the Gamecock fans. You know, he always makes the joke or whatever, the jab, that South Carolina fans care more about a spring practice than his team playing an actual game. But, listen, I don't know what's going to happen. I like Frank Martin. Again, like I said, he shoved it up my ass this past season. After Wyoming, I basically said, hey, I'm indifferent. Like, they, you know, if after the season, if it keeps going down this path it's going, they want to let him walk, they want to fire him, I'm fine with that. If they want to bring him back, I'm fine with that. I think he's a good head coach for South Carolina. But, I mean, what are the expectations for the Gamecocks basketball program? Is this a program that is destined for the NIT every season? Should that be the expectation? Because, listen, I'm not expecting the NCAA tournament every season. I can definitely tell you that. I know people were saying, well, people want Frank gone if South Carolina doesn't make the NCAA tournament every season. I don't think that's the case. Like, I'm not buying that. I think what South Carolina fans do want to see is improvement, obviously, year to year. I feel like it's another situation kind of with football where South Carolina fans don't feel like Frank Martin and that staff were able to capture some of the momentum they gathered from the Final Four run, obviously missing out on some big-time in-state guys. Listen, I know you're not going to compete with the Blue Bloods of Kentucky's, the North Carolinas, the Dukes. You're not going to compete with those guys recruiting. You're just not. But when you're losing guys, you know, two of the top five recruits in the 2019 class are going to Ole Miss and Alabama. I mean, I don't understand that. I really don't understand that. I've heard people talk about maybe there's a bad culture in the state of South Carolina. I don't know, throughout maybe the high school AAU ranks, are there people telling these kids that maybe, you know, they're pushing these kids at their best outlets to look elsewhere, to go to, you know, college, play college basketball outside of the state of South Carolina? I truly don't know that, because I know it's a battle Clemson and Carolina fight. But, you know, to me, it's just with the Frank Martin issue, you know, I know you can't compare it to baseball. Listen, I just put the stats out there because I want to put out the stats, because I feel like people are so harsh and so critical of the baseball program, yet they don't want to hold that same standard to basketball. And, again, I understand the tradition, the history, the whatever, but, you know, if you're going to have a high expectation for success, why should South Carolina basketball and Frank Martin be immune to that? I mean, and listen, it's not even high expectation, really. I don't think making the NIT for this program is some unrealistic expectation. I get this weird feeling that, like, people almost feel like South Carolina doesn't deserve a good basketball program. And that, to me, blows my mind. I mean, South Carolina is the biggest school in the state of South Carolina. They are the flagship university in the state of South Carolina. I mean, there should be enough good talent to go around where South Carolina can at least assemble a roster capable of making the NIT. And I would say making the NIT at least, you know, once every two seasons, three seasons max, and making the NCAA – I mean, really, that's being gracious too. And then making the NCAA tournament, you know, once every 3 to 4 seasons. I mean, I don't think that's unrealistic. And, I mean, listen, I like Frank, but when you hear the things about Frank, about the recruiting, stuff like that, you know, it takes recruiting to win. I mean, we all know you got to recruit the best players to win. But like I said, we went down this rabbit hole today. I don't really know what happened. To me, I want to get back to the basic point, which is, for me, next season for South Carolina, Frank Martin, I think Frank did a fantastic job. Obviously, they finished fourth in the SEC. I'm not on the fire Frank Martin train. I'm truly – I know there's people out there, these Twitter trolls, these freaking people that sit in the corner of Twitter and think I'm on some coaching search and I want this guy fired. And I'm not on the fire Frank Martin train. I'm really not. But, like, there needs to be at least some pressure going into next season. Frank Martin needs to at least be on the hot seat going into next season, that there's a ton of young talent on this team. And, listen – there's going to be an excuse every year. There's going to be an excuse every year. I mean, I hear the excuse of, you know, well, these guys left or these guys transferred. They're his players. Like, what's happening within that organization, within that locker room, within the culture of that program, to where there are so many guys leaving out? What's happening where these guys won't stay on campus? I mean, people want to cite the Brian Bowen thing. Frank Martin took a chance with the Brian Bowen thing. He knew that could backfire. I think that was a 50-50 scenario at best when it happened. I think any South Carolina fan that could just take a step back and take off the garnet glasses knew that, I mean, South Carolina was going to be very lucky if Brian Bowen got to play. So, you know, it's all on him. Listen, it's just like Jake Bentley and playing quarterback. It's any sport. When you're the head man, you're going to get all the credit when you're winning, and you're going to get all the blame when you're losing. That's just fair or not fair. That's the reality of the situation. So, to me, I don't want Frank Martin fired. I like Frank Martin. I think he's a good head basketball coach. When you get into a coaching search, obviously, again, I'm not one of the sentiment that South Carolina could not find someone else to be head of this basketball program. I mean, I just listen. You know, it's not like South Carolina's going to the NCAA tournament every year. I think they could find a head coach that could recruit and coach at a high enough level to have a 50% winning percentage type basketball program. I mean, that's where we're at. And again, I said it today on social media. I don't think Frank Martin gets the credit he deserves. And maybe it will take him getting let go and some terrible coach coming in after. Maybe we'll say, dang, like Frank Martin was really, really good. But I mean, right now he's a 50% winner. I mean, pretty much it's a 500 club. I mean, I know people are going to say you had the, 15, 16 and 16, 17 seasons, but outside of that, it's a 500 club at best. So, you know, to me, the pressure should be on for next season. I don't know if you guys want to chime in, you have any questions, comments, but I think the pressure should be on. I mean, I think it really should be if South Carolina makes the NIT, obviously you have to look at each season by season, see what happened. Things happen. Injuries happen. We saw what happened this season. You know, obviously if South Carolina makes the NCAA tournament, it's a fantastic year. But if they miss the postseason entirely, I think South Carolina should part ways. And I think it will be beneficial for Frank Martin to part ways at that point, because I mean, there is a toxic type energy in the air with the whole Frank Martin thing. There's a toxic type energy where people are getting extremely restless with Frank Martin. And again, you know, I'm not going to sit here and sugarcoat it and lie to you guys. I'm not some huge diehard basketball fan, which maybe gives me even a better perspective to be like, I'm not blinded by, because Frank Martin is South Carolina's head coach, I'm going to, you know, be rah-rah. I'm just looking at the situation for what it is. I mean, Frank Martin's a good quality head coach. We had Dwayne Notice on the Spurs Up show. We know his guys love to play for him. But when there's all these questions and you're missing out on these top – when you're missing out on these top recruits, all these guys in your state, I mean, you look at the University of Georgia, top five class. How is that happening? How are they pulling guys out of your backyard? I mean, we all know, look at football, look at every sport, baseball. I don't care what sport it is. It's all about recruiting. It's all about getting the best players. I mean, would you rather have a great coach and a very subpar recruiter? Would you rather have a great recruiter and a okay head coach? I mean, I don't know. So, to me, you know, again, getting back to – what was the initial argument? Because everything spun out of control on Twitter today and social media. Everything spun out of control. It was so, so, so crazy, the type of arguments people are trying to spin this thing into. I think next season for South Carolina, for Frank Martin specifically, it's kind of a do-or-die season. It's tournament or bust, in my opinion. And not the NCAA tournament, but a postseason tournament. There, I mean, South Carolina is a good enough program to make a postseason tournament almost every single year, in my opinion. I know that the history, oh, South Carolina hasn't done this. They were terrible in 1980. Like, who cares? That doesn't matter. What matters is right now. You have facilities. You have support. That's another thing, too, I want to talk about is, like, I understand that, listen, the fans can be better. I think every school is fighting this in some way, that even at football, attendance could be better. Attendance could be better across the board. 100% agree with that. But to demonize and blame the fans for the program's lack of success or the program's lack of ability to get over the hump, that's unfair. It's truly just unfair. The South Carolina fan base has been too loyal, given too much, have been on the side of the Gamecocks. I mean, I don't understand it. I don't understand the whole, well, the basketball program doesn't get enough promotion or support. What are you talking about? Like, what do you want? What do you need? I mean, listen, you want to complain that it's not an 18,000 crowd sellout and that's the difference in South Carolina winning two more games to get to the tournament or the NIT or whatever? Bro, no offense, you shouldn't need a sellout crowd to beat Stony Brook. You shouldn't need a sellout crowd to beat Augusta in a scrimmage. Like, I hear what you're saying, but fans have been there. I was there a couple of games this season. I was at the Carolina-Clemson basketball game. Pretty good crowd. Again, was it all the way full? No, I think a lot of that had to do with Carolina's lack of success over Clemson and fans just really not wanting to show up for that. But, I mean, you know, miss me with the fan stuff. Miss me with putting it on the fans, that the fans are the reason why South Carolina's program isn't successful. Because that, to me, like, if you really want to go down that road, I mean, the fans are the ones paying Frank Martin's paycheck. So let's not go down that road. Listen, attendance could always be better. It's a shame. It's a shame that people only show up when teams win. That is universal across the board in almost every single sport. There are very rarely any fan bases that are just showing up, selling out the arena when a team is average. It just, unfortunately, it rarely happens. I wish it did. Trust me, I wish it did. I wish it did. I would love to see it because I think that's the one way. You know, fans can't recruit. Fans can't develop players. There's a lot of things fans can't do. But the one thing they can do, show up. I agree with that. There's one thing they can do, show up, make an intimidating atmosphere. It helps in recruiting. But for people to think that, oh, the reason South Carolina can't recruit these top-notch players or keep them home in-state is because the fans aren't filling the arena, that's bogus, bro. That's bogus. You're not going to convince me otherwise. That's bogus. So, anyways, you know, I'm sick of talking about this. I'm sick of talking about the Frank Martin thing. I don't want him fired. I'm not on the fire Frank Martin train. I think the statistics, though, speak for themselves. I think South Carolina, outside of that hot two-week run in March of 2017, I mean, you know, you look at what it is for – I know he took over a bad program. I get it. I think South Carolina fans are still scarred to this day from the Darren Horn hire, and they are so scared that if Frank Martin leaves, South Carolina will not just be average but be down in the depths like they were. I mean, listen, I kind of said it on social media today. I look at Frank Martin almost like the Lou Holtz of Gamecocks football, a guy that got South Carolina out of the depths, brought him to a certain level, and maybe he's not the guy. Maybe he can't recruit at a high enough level to get South Carolina to that next step where they are consistently making a postseason tournament, competing for the NCAA tournament every two or three years, maybe 4 years. And maybe he's not a guy that's going to be appreciated enough. But, you know, I'm not on the fire Frank Martin train. I like Frank Martin. I think he's a good head coach. The guys that I've talked to play for Frank Martin really, really like him, obviously. But he's tough to play for. He's tough to play for in this era, 2019. He's a tough guy to play for. And it's tough to recruit when you look at that. It shows on the recruiting rankings. It shows on who's on the roster. It shows on everything. So, again, I'm not on the fire Frank Martin train for those that may think I'm out here looking for a coaching search, but listen, no man's above the program. I mean, just I don't get the whole – and honestly, man, I'll just say this publicly. The Frank Martin defenders, the Frank Martin diehards that literally freak out when you say one thing, you guys are softer than marshmallows, bro. You guys are softer than baby shit. I mean, it's just the most crazy – I've never seen people so sensitive about a head coach because – Frank Martin gets shit – or excuse me, Will Muschamp gets crapped on all the time. Will Muschamp gets criticized, crapped on, talked bad about by his own fans, and I don't hear anybody running to his defense the way they run to Frank Martin's defense. I'm not saying it's right either way, but that's a fact. And people that are listening to this, they know that's a fact. So, again, I like Frank Martin. I'm glad he's South Carolina's head basketball coach. Whatever happens, happens at this point, though. If he wants to walk, if he doesn't feel like he's getting the support, he wants to walk, don't let the door hit you on the way out, man. Don't let the door – we don't need that kind of energy in the program. We don't need the kind of guy that wants to walk out and is intimidated by – put a winner on the court, man. I promise you people will pay more attention to the basketball program than they will the spring football practice when you put a winner on the court, consistent winner on the court. It's plain and simple. Again, it's unfair. It's unfair it's that way, but it is that way. You know what you're in. So I support Frank Martin 110%. I'm glad he's South Carolina's head coach, but – it'll play itself out. Like I said, he's not going to get fired. Ray Tanner's not going to fire him. But if these rumors are true and he wants to leave, don't let the door hit you on the way out, man. I'm more than confident South Carolina has the money, facilities, fan support to find a coach that could win 50% of their games and probably get South Carolina to the NIT pretty consistently and maybe make it scared of an NCAA tournament run. I don't think that's unrealistic. I don't think that's unreasonable. And I don't think it's unfair expectations from the fan base to want to make the postseason, not even the NCAA tournament, make the NIT tournament more often than it is right now. So we'll see. Again, next season, tournament or bust for Frank Martin. I 100% think so. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I'm going to go watch this baseball game. Go to SeatGeek, download SeatGeek, use our promo code SPURSUP, save some money when you're getting your tickets, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.